If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. As our beautiful announcer said, you're listening to RadioMD.com. And the other stories I wanted to cover are really the story about most women are using the most effective form of birth control, and that the U.S. is falling behind in health behaviors. We have these goals for our country for 2020 set out by the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, about decreased smoking rates, about decreased obesity rates, getting blood pressure under control, those things that are key for us getting, if you will, helping us manage stress. And what we've done is we've gone the right way in smoking. We aren't going to make our total. We aren't going to make our goal, I don't think. But we're getting towards it. The best of the states have. What are the healthiest states? Hawaii, Vermont, Massachusetts. Low rates of smoking, low rates of obesity, low rates of, if you will, using things that aren't healthy, and higher rates of flu shots, and higher rates of spontaneous delivery of children, etc. The least healthy states, well, if you were a company, you shouldn't locate in these because your health care costs are going to be higher. Mississippi, Arkansas, and Louisiana. So no matter what those states do to encourage you to live there, don't do it. If you're a company, I wouldn't put my company there because we base health costs on a geographic basis. What are the best ones? Hawaii, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Utah, Minnesota, New Hampshire, Colorado, North Dakota, and Nebraska are the healthiest. Now, let's go back over what's happened. In the last 3 years, I think it's 3 years, the obesity rates have increased from about 25% to 29.4%. That's not overweight. We're about 65% of us are overweight or obese. But frankly, obese, which is defined as a body mass index above 30, 29.4% of us. And that's with self-reported data. It's probably higher if you really had real data, because most of us lie a little bit when we're telling our weight to someone else. And it is, obesity is going to overtake in the next few years. Tobacco is the leading health care cost. Tobacco costs about $250 billion a year to America. Obesity around $200 billion a year. And everyone pays. So if you're normal weight, you're still paying for someone who is obese, because that person will, in fact, have more weight in the costs. So they will, in fact, increase their cost to you, and you will have a higher cost, if you will, for the total, I don't even know what to say, the total medical care costs and the total productivity costs will be so great as everyone pays for. How much are you paying? You're paying roughly $1,000 extra in your health costs because of other people's, not your obesity. And for smoking, it's a little over that. It's about $1,100 a year. So $2,100 you're paying for other people's habits. How about physical inactivity? About $600. So $2,600 of your health care premiums are just caused by other people not doing the average in America amount of that. The bright spot, the number of Americans who smoke continue its downward trend, decreasing 3%. Immunization for adolescents was up 5%. Infant mortality rates have dropped 4%. But the obesity rates have now overwhelmed everything else and a health concern for Americans, and we aren't doing well with it. What about in birth control? are women choosing the right thing? And the answer is absolutely. This is one of the most amazing things I didn't realize. But before I get to that, let me go to one other story on toxicity. Phthalates, that is children whose mothers were exposed to higher levels of phthalates measured by the phthalate level after delivery. And these are common chemicals in consumer products. If you get something with a fragrance in it, make sure it is only essential oils. If it doesn't say 100% essential oils, nothing else, don't get that, especially while you're pregnant, because people with higher levels of phthalates, you get it from plastic bottles and plastic cans and other things like that. But the key is you get phthalates from fragrances more than anything. It turns out soaps, nail polish, hairspray, shower curtains, raincoats, car interiors, dryer sheets, they contain phthalates, plasticizers, and those were associated with a decrease in childhood IQ. That is, your kid has a lower IQ, and it's a big amount. It's 7 points at age 7. That's the same benefit you get from the DHA, that is the healthy omega-3 fat in prenatal multivitamins. So avoid this. How do you avoid it? Well, the mother's level of the phthalates is largely caused by fragrances and drinking out of bottles with the 3, 6, or 7 on them. 3, 6, or 7. So get it from glass instead of plastic. If you're going to get a bottle, get it a glass bottle. I know glass bottles can tip over and break. Still much safer for you and your kid and your future child than are the 3, 6, and 7. Now, other things, don't take the receipts. Remember, they just have BPA in them, also associated with problems. Don't take receipts when you don't need it, and don't rub them with your hand. Wash your hands before you eat. Those are key things. And remember from our guest also who talked about this, don't eat the dirty dozen unless you eat organic fruit and vegetables of the dirty dozen. And I don't have the list of the dirty dozen here, but it's apples and peaches, lettuce, celery, that type of thing. And I'll get the list for next week and read it to you. We're running out of time now, so I wanted to tell you key things from today. Sugar seems more associated with high blood pressure than salt. Only problem with salt is for those with salt-sensitive hypertension. If you've got high blood pressure, you go away from salt for 3 weeks. If your blood pressure goes down by 20 points or more on the top and bottom numbers, then you got salt-sensitive hypertension. You should worry about it. Everybody else, just worry about the sugar. Get your flu shot. If nothing else, this week, and you haven't gotten it, get your flu shot. It will help protect you, but more importantly, protect you against stroke, heart attack, and kidney failure. And remember, egg yolks, one a week, is bad for you, increases kidney disease. We'll be right back next week on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Thanks, Sonar, for great engineering, and our guests, Gary and Vit, Ms. Vit. Thank you again.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient SmartShip program and cover the first low shipping and handling handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.